Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Lintz. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz bunts towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Giesen. Davis scores. Singleton moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kleins. The throw from foot and he is safe. Kleins steals second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 0 in the game. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lentz moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Day moves to second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Day scores. Cox moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Cox moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hunt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kleins. The throw from foot and he is safe. Kleins steals second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lintz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Bruce Keeson. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Lintz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis who is chasing the ball. Oliver reaches third base with a triple. Kirkpatrick goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Expos. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliver scores. It's 3-2, Expos. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stargell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Moose now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to second. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Fairley trying to get to home. Kleins throws the ball into Sanguillan, who tags Fairley, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Day moves to third. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Foote hits a line drive off the glove of Hebner, and into shallow left field. Foote reaches second base with a double. Day scores. Cox moves to third. It's 4-2, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moose fields it and throws to home to get Cox. Foote moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Sanguillan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lentz tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Expos. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Brett pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Ken Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk pinch hits for Bob Moose. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Dave Justy now pitching. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cox bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Sanguilan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Foote hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Day. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Jim Little now playing left field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. Oliver moves to third. It's 5-3, Expos. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Oliver scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Expos. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.